Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Today's show is a special interview session, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
This is follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real life experiences to scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.williamporterlife.com. Happy readings!
Thank you so much for listening and joining today. My name is Nevada York. I'm the author of several published novels. And on my show, I like to connect and speak with fellow authors to find out the experience and journey that they have taken in order to write their own book and getting it published. And today joining me is Dr. William Porter. And he has his own radio show also called Storytelling Time. And his show documents the true stories about people's accounts of how through the Holy Spirit has blessed their lives. He's also a former university professor, the author of three books, Life in the Spirit, Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? And his latest release title, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. So thank you, Dr. William Porter. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. And from the audience, can you just share a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a native of North Carolina, and I network here in the Raleigh area. It's kind of interesting because many of the people who I associate with in these various networking groups are not from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of people from the North and the West, and in many cases, I'm one of the few people in these groups from North Carolina. But I grew up in Rocky Mount a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Went to public schools there, got my diploma, and got my undergraduate training at North Carolina Central University in Durham. And that's where I took up my career path in geography.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, of course, I was a geography professor, as you indicated earlier.
Yeah.
And went from there to graduate school to get further training in this area. And eventually, I taught at the undergraduate level. In Elizabeth City, as a matter of fact, Elizabeth City State University.
Okay.
30 years.
30
and,
years?
30 years. And I've been retired for about 8 years. I actually retired in 2010. I continued to teach online courses for a while, mm-hmm. actually about 3 or 4 years after I retired. And the last 4 years, I've been totally retired.
Oh, okay.
When I was working as a professor, I did a lot of writing. I wrote grant proposals as well as peer review articles, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I retired, like most people, I decided not to do that. But then I thought to myself I needed to do something to occupy my time, and I said, why not continue to write? But I did not want to write what I was writing about then, which was basically science and geography.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to write something different.
Yes, and that was going to be my next question. Like, so how did you do that transition from being a university professor to an awesome writer?
I don't know how awesome that is, but
awesome.
I am a writer now, full time. But I guess the answer to that question starts with my training early on, the training that my parents gave me, and like most people from North Carolina, from the South in general, and a lot of people in this country, they grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
You got the ethical training there to propel you into your future. Most people, or many people that I grew up with, continued to do very well, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. in their future endeavors. largely because of that basic home training. And I was no different. I attended church. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal, like most people that I grew up with. Every Sunday school, whole bit. And I come to learn a great deal about the Bible, about Scripture.
Yes.
And again, I'm not alone in that. Most people have pretty much had the same training as I've had as far as church is concerned. But I didn't pay a great deal of attention to it. Again, like most people, I didn't focus on that early on.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I, into my work career, when I got more experience in life, where I had to apply many of the principles that I learned in church with respect to Scripture, that I began to think more seriously about biblical topics. Mm-hmm. And how these stories of the Bible and spiritual truths could help me in my everyday life.
Right, and you wanted to share that with other people because it was so, you know, impactful in your life?
Exactly. And so, but I didn't get that opportunity until I retired.
Okay.
And so once I retired, especially once I stopped teaching online courses, it gave me the time to do just that, to write as I did when I was working. But again, as I said, I didn't want to write scientific kinds of material. I wanted to do something different. And I said to myself, well, why not write about the experience that all of us have from time to time as far as unusual events that happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly have happened to me, and I decided to put these experiences in a book, and that's how I got started.
Well, it sounds like an amazing journey, and I know that you have 3 books currently. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to ask Dr. William Porter about his latest book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. We're going to take a moment and find out what that book is really about and how he went about, you know, plotting it, writing it, and getting it all from his head onto the paper. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
My name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. I created EveryBlackEntrepreneur.com because we must become entrepreneurs, and we have to use technology to level the playing field. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full-page display. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. We have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. Go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. Sign up today and join the movement to achieve economic freedom.
Welcome back, audience. And with us today is Dr. William Porter. He's our guest. And before we went to commercial break, I asked him, what was his book? It's his book, Miracles in the Lives of the Ordinary People, what it's about. So, Dr. Porter, can you share with the audience what your book is about?
Well, this is my third book miracles in the lives of ordinary people, but it's very interesting how it came about. It actually was supposed to have been my second book, but what happened was that when I finished the manuscript of my second book back in November of 2016, I had submitted that final copy document to the publishers that I had worked with, publishers who did my first book. And
how did you find the publishers? I know a lot of authors, they do self-publishing, but you were fortunate enough to have a publisher. So how did that work out?
Well, again, that's very interesting. And it goes back to actually the title of that first book, Life in the Spirit, because I think as believers, whether we recognize it or not, we're always led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that we always don't recognize that fact. But to answer your question more directly, after writing the manuscript for the first book, Life in the Spirit, like many first-time writers, I was very interested in finding out who could publish my book. I didn't want to self-publish.
Right.
And so I wanted to get an established publisher to do the work. I didn't know where to turn, and I realized that there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of publishers out there, but I didn't know those establishments.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did to find the people I needed in order to publish my first book was to simply go on the internet.
Okay.
And I said to myself that maybe after looking through maybe 40 or 50 or maybe even 100 entries, I will come upon a publisher of my liking, especially a publisher that works with spiritual
faith-based
kind of faith-based kind of information, like my first book was. I'll select that particular publisher. But what happened, I sat down and got on the computer, got on the internet, and I made a click, and the publisher came up by the name of Tate Publishers.
Okay.
And I didn't know anything about Tate Publishers, but I knew I wanted to find something about the nature of the company, because I didn't want just anybody publishing my book.
Right.
I wanted to get an ethical organization to publish it. So, but I didn't think it would be the very first publisher that I accessed after going on the internet. But lo and behold, after reading about the mission statement
yes.
of the company, it had to do with the publication of faith-based, spiritually focused material.
Okay, perfect match.
And that was great. It was a perfect match. And that was just surprising to me that I had to go no further than that first
click.
Publisher, that first click, to get the publisher that I needed. And of course, later, after really thinking about it seriously, I realized that that was a miracle, actually, if you think about it, because of all the publishers that are out there.
Millions. Thousands.
That the first publisher that you access on the internet would be the exact company that you would need or that you desire to publish your material, there it was. So that was great. So anyway, to make a long story short, I got them to publish my first book, Life in the Spirit. But as far as your other question, as far as the
miracles in the lives
of ordinary people, I decided when I completed the writing of this particular manuscript for Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People, obviously I said, well, why not get the same publisher
Absolutely. To
publish my second book? And so that's what I did. I spent anywhere from 10 to 12 months writing the manuscript in most of 2016. And as I indicated earlier, by November of 2016, I had finished writing the manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
Tate Publishers had reviewed it. Of course, they have their editors. They went over it. We went back and forth. Obviously, I did the monetary requirements for having them to work on the book. Mm-hmm. So I put a lot into it, not only emotionally, but also financially.
Yes.
And finally, by the first week of November, everything was completed. I got a statement from them that they had completed reviewing the manuscript, and they approved what I had submitted, mm-hmm. and they had even sent me a trial copy of the book to review. And so after then, I began to wait on 100 copies of the book that I had ordered, given the fact that they had approved everything.
Right.
And so I spent the first 2 or 3 weeks of November waiting on the 100 copies of the book that I was thinking I would get from them. Now, my house is a fairly large house. It has a large porch. And what happened when I got the copies of my first book, Life in the Spirit, which I also believe I ordered 100 copies, if I'm not mistaken, what happens is that they send you boxes of books, and for 100 copies, you're talking about at least 4 or 5 pretty good-sized boxes of books. And it was no problem with the first book. I got these books right on time as far as the first book is concerned. And so I figured that the same would be true for my second book, mm-hmm. Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. So I began to wait and wait and wait for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Oh, wow. After they indicated that the book was on the way, the copies were on the way. And I was really excited. I was excited because Thanksgiving holiday was coming, and I was thinking in terms of marketing the book to my friends and relatives initially over the Thanksgiving holiday, mm-hmm. and not to mention the Christmas holiday coming up after that. So, but what happened was that each day I came home, I looked on the porch anticipating.
Just waiting.
Waiting for my copies to, uh-huh. to get there, and they were not there. I didn't see any copies, any books or boxes of books on my porch. And Thanksgiving came and went, Christmas came and went, no boxes.
Oh no.
And I began to be very upset,
yeah,
or at least concerned.
Anyone, burn the phone up. Where are my books?
Well, no. Well, one reason for that was because I was in the process of writing what I thought would have been my third book, mm-hmm. which is Heaven Can't Wait.
Okay.
So in the process of my waiting for Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, actually that was the name of the initial book, Miracles, that was Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, I simply continued to write the manuscript for what I thought would have been my third book, Heaven Can't Wait.
Heaven Can't
but
Wait.
But the point is that I really, my heart was really involved with the reception of my what I thought would have been my second book, Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, but no book. First of the year, 2017, no book. And finally, on January 17th of 2017, I got an email mm-hmm. from Tate Publishers, and they indicated that we're sorry, Dr. Porter, but we are going through a transition.
Oh,
and
a company transition.
We're going through a transition, and that we have ceased production of all copies of materials from our authors, including
what?
Your.
Oh, no.
Book. And so I didn't know exactly what to say or what to do at that point. But anyway, they ended the email by saying, don't contact us. We'll contact you.
Really?
We'll try to help you to find another publisher
okay.
to publish your book. But we've ceased operations, or at least we're going through a transition.
Yeah.
So it was not a whole lot I could do. And again, to make a long story short, I was in the process of writing a manuscript for what I thought would have been my third book, Heaven Can't Wait. And so I, instead of becoming depressed and upset too much over that situation, mm-hmm. which I could have done easily, but I kind of focused on what I was doing with respect to Heaven Can't Wait, writing the manuscript to this book. And so I did that, but I did give them to April 1st, April Fool's Day. And I said to myself, well, if I don't hear from Tate Publishers by April Fool's Day, I'll go ahead and initiate some kind of discussion. I'll try to contact them.
And that's what you
and
did.
So that's what I did. I contacted them April 1st, and I did contact someone I had worked with a great deal. And they indicated to me when I finally got in touch with them that they too had been released
from Tate.
From Tate.
Oh no. Okay, audience, so, did you hear this? This is amazing to me.
Well, the amazing part actually comes a little bit
after.
Later.
Okay, well hold that story. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to find out how on earth did Dr. Porter get his books published after Tate Publishing sort of left them, you know, high and dry. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back in a second.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another non-fictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back, audience. This is the Matter York Authoring Tip Show, and our guest today is Dr. William Porter. Before we went to break, he was detailing how some of the challenges he'd had in publishing his books. His publisher, Tate Publishing, had apparently left him high and dry, and he was about to tell us the miracle that happened and how he got his books published after that occurred.
Well, I guess the first miracle was that I was in the process of writing the manuscript of my third book when I got this very negative news. And so I wasn't left focusing on that negative situation. I had something else to focus on. And I think this is something that we all can learn when we go through negative situations. You have to have something else to kind of focus on when you go through a negative situation, regardless of what it is. It might be not getting the book that you thought you would get, or it might be not having or ending a relationship, for example, that you thought was a genuine relationship, but for whatever reason you find out that
it didn't work out,
and instead of becoming depressed over that situation, if you have something else to replace that with, you can get through it. And that's what happened with me, realizing that I wasn't going to get my 100 copies. But I didn't get depressed about it. I continued writing the manuscript to Heaven Can't Wait. Eventually, I got another publisher. Actually, the publisher I got was closer to home, and I was able to work with him, and a very good group here in North Carolina, as a matter of fact, not very far from the Raleigh area. And to make a long story short, by July of 2017, with my new publisher's help, I was able to publish my second book, Heaven Can't Wait. But again, I was thinking that this would be my third book, but it turned out to be my second book, because what I thought would have been my second book, Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, as you indicated, I was
left hanging high and dry. Unfortunately, but you know, some things just work out for a certain reason. So I'm sure God had a plan for that. So why do you think that occurred?
Well, I often tell my daughter that one of the most unbelievable, we all believe the Bible, obviously, the scripture. We know that it's true and all that. But there are some things in the scripture that's kind of challenging for your mind to
your psyche.
Wrap around. Mm-hmm. And one of these scriptures is Romans 8:28 that says, all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And I often mention to my daughter, that's one of the most difficult scriptures to believe, but that's what we have to do. We really, being believers,
right.
we have to believe it, regardless of whatever negative situation we might be going through. And so that's what I did, basically, subconsciously. I believed that things would work out, and actually they did work out, because, again, this book, Heaven Can't Wait, what I thought would have been my third book, I got published in July of 2017. But what happened was that after publishing Heaven Can't Wait in July of 2017, I then reviewed the manuscript that tape publishers had received and had promised me that a hard copy book would come from. I enhanced the whole manuscript. Mm-hmm. And so what was I didn't get in what I thought would have been my second book, Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, from July or August, actually, of 2017 until late spring of 2018, I had totally revamped the manuscript of Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, and my publisher encouraged me to change the title to Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People.
And that's a good title.
And so basically, again, it's a nonfiction book, just like the first book, Life in the Spirit, nonfiction book. It's a collection of short stories about the experiences people have that they just cannot explain other than by divine influence. And Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People is my second nonfictional book. The second book that I thought would have been my third book, Heaven Can't Wait, is actually a fictional novel about relationships that people go through, and it's very interesting. Well, obviously,
it
would be interesting, but you just have to read it to verify it yourself.
Okay, well, we have a few more seconds with you. Can you share with the audience, where can people pick up your books?
Well, it's kind of interesting, because of the things that I went through with tape publishers, the first book that I wrote, we're in the process of reprinting because the price structure is out of whack. But to make a long story short, you could go to Amazon.com and look for Heaven Can't Wait or Can It, and you'll be able to pick up a copy.
And also Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People.
Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People.
This on Amazon.com.
On Amazon.com. Or you can go to my email, waporter4995@yahoo.com. And if you can't get a copy of Life in the Miracles, which is Life in the Spirit, which is my first book, you can always contact me through that email and I can get you a copy of that book.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Porter, for joining us this evening. And thank you to my audience. So thank you. This is Authoring Tips with Nevada York, helping you accomplish your dream and desire.
Happy New Year, everyone.